Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Vienna, Austria. There has been a historic agreement between Iran and world powers as it relates to the Iranian nuclear program. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
World powers have reached a deal with Iran on limiting Iranian nuclear activity in return for the lifting of international economic sanctions. Iranian President Rouhani said that it opened a new chapter in Iran's relations with the world. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu says it is a stunning historic mistake. Netanyahu says that Iran wants to control the world. David Dolan, longtime journalist in the Middle East, agrees. I ask David, does indeed Iran want to control the world?
They do, and you know, we forget sometimes that with the scope of modern weaponry, i.e. weapons of mass destruction that can travel across the globe in just minutes, we should be worried. This is a country that states its goal is world domination. Now, Hitler did the same thing. He was going to establish the Fourth Reich over all the earth. Third Reich would be in Europe, and then it would spread to the whole world, and he would... But let's face it, he didn't have the wherewithal to do that. But today, is all Iran needs is a couple dozen nuclear weapons that can travel on ballistic missiles, and they could literally wipe the major cities of the United States and Europe and other places out, and effectively begin their march to total world domination. It is indeed a possibility today that such a thing could occur. So we better take their warnings, their statements, their repeated blusterings on this seriously, and I think that's what's being said to John Kerry, the Secretary of State, by many senators here in America and others around the world, certainly by Prime Minister Netanyahu, that a bad deal is worse than any deal. Anything that allows Iran any sort of nuclear capability is bad for the world, and I think that is definitely the case.
David Dolan on the Iranian nuclear deal. I report this story because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With the nuclear deal, Iran is now a major danger to the entire world. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Psalm 83, verse 4, says that there will be a call for Israel to be destroyed, and Iran, on a continual basis, repeats that statement, they will wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, finds Ezekiel the prophet saying Iran, mentioned in that passage as Persia, that Iran will be a major player in the end times. These prophetic passages will indeed be fulfilled. The Iranian nuclear deal is simply setting the stage for the fulfillment of God's prophetic word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...